One of the questions that we'd like to ask people is how they got into the speech field,
mm-hmm.
And why. So mm-hmm. I don't know if you can say
okay.
how you got there.
Yeah, it is a very long time ago. I was a student mm-hmm. of Nagoya University, and the time was in 1965. In March, I got a degree in Master of Engineering at the Nagoya University, and I would like to continue my study mm-hmm. as a PhD student in Nagoya University.
Mm-hmm.
But accidentally, my thesis teacher, Professor Udagawa, mm-hmm. Died suddenly, after my after my entering the PhD
mm-hmm.
course.
Mm-hmm.
It was May 1965,
mm-hmm.
and he died by heart attack.
Oh, dear.
So I was kind of lost.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the supervisor was gone, so
mm-hmm.
I have to change my thesis topics,
mm-hmm.
and I was thinking about how can I go further.
Mm-hmm.
So one professor Fukumura,
mm-hmm.
He was a young professor at that time, and he recommended me to go to NTT Research Laboratory
right.
to join a newly established department
mm-hmm.
Of Professor Shuzo Saito.
Mm-hmm.
So NTT is going to give me a scholarship
mm-hmm.
To continue my PhD. And so I decided to go to Tokyo NTT Research Laboratory. So I started to learn about speech technology.
Mm-hmm.
And Professor Fukumura was very familiar with speech technology,
mm-hmm.
and so I got a special seminar with Fukumura 1 year to fulfill my PhD degree,
mm-hmm.
some kind of seminar requirement.
Oh, yes.
So I just spent another 1 year in Nagoya until the end of March in 1966.
Mm-hmm.
And so from the April 1st, 1966, I went to Tokyo, Musashino
mm-hmm.
Laboratory of NTT, and I studied with Dr. Shuzo Saito.
Oh,
so
yes.
That is a story of
mm-hmm.
the beginning of my speech study.